hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the main news at 18 hours. Take a look at stories making headlines. CSPR warns of serious implication in Zambia's Eurobond buyback plan. GCT Arab basic needs basket for Lusaka family of five rises to 12,160 kwacha. Ukraine strikes cargo ships and admits a Romania drone blast as Putin prepares for key speech.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
For the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. The Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, has urged the government to uphold maximum caution and transparency in the implementation of Zambia's Eurobond buyback plan. Recently, government launched a tender offer to repurchase part of Zambia's long-term Eurobond obligations in a move officials say will strengthen public finances, reduce future debt pressures, and support strategic investment priorities following the country's debt restructuring program. CSPR Executive Director Isabel Mukelebai says that the proposed Eurobond buyback raises significant questions regarding transparency and parliamentary oversight. Mr. Mukelebai stated that the government is committing to a major financial transaction involving a new external liability of $600 million and use of the Republic's own resources outside the framework of the approved borrowing plan. She notes that while the 2026 Debt Sustainability Analysis, DSA, lists undertaking of liability management operations as a policy intervention, the specific parameters of the transaction were not incorporated into the DSA's financing assumptions. Mr. Mukelebai further stated that the amended 2026 Annual Borrowing Plan, ABP, makes no mention of the proposed $600 million African Development Bank, AFDB, loan intended to finance the Eurobond repurchase tender offer. She says that the potential negative implications of the transactions are equally important and cannot be ignored, especially considering that Zambia remains at high risk of debt distress, according to the 2026 Debt Sustainability Analysis. Ms. Mukelebai states that a new borrowing should be subjected to adequate scrutiny to ensure that it does not undermine the country's debt sustainability efforts.
On the 30th of May 2026, the Ministry of Finance and National Planning issued a media release announcing the launch of a landmark tender offer to repurchase about $1.36 billion fixed rate step-up amortizing notes due in 2053. Our analysis and review of this position shows that this transaction is characterized as a liability management operation and a debt for development conversion, as it involves the replacement of a sovereign commercial obligation with a multilateral concessional loan of about $600 million from the Africa Development Bank as the primary source of financing.
The Health Professions Council of Zambia, HPCZ, has ordered the immediate suspension of medical imaging services offered by Sanka and Sunso Imaging Service Limited. The suspended service include ultrasound services, general radiography, mammography services, among others. The council stated that the suspension follows an inspection clinical audit conducted on the 3rd of June 2026, which identified significant deficiencies relating to the quality, safety, governance, and regulatory compliance of the facility's medical imaging services. HPCZ says that the suspension will remain in force until the facility has satisfactorily implemented the correct measures required by the council and compliance has been verified through a follow-up inspection. The council has further stated that stakeholders and members of the public will be notified accordingly once the suspension is lifted. The Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR, Basic Needs and Nutrition Basket, PNNB, for a family of five in Lusaka has increased to 12,160 kwacha from 11,272 kwacha recorded in May 2025. JCTR Communications and Digital Engagement Officer Bernard Mwaba says that this marks a significant increase of 887 kwacha. Mr. Mwaba says that this underscores the cost of living pressures faced by many households placing increasing strain on families and highlighting the agent's need for people-centered approach to national planning and budgeting. He says that this rise was mainly driven by a sharp increase in the price of charcoal, which went up from 725 kwacha to 870 kwacha per 90 kg bag. Mr. Mwaba says that during the month of May, the total cost of essential and food items also increased significantly from 6,760 kwacha in April to 7,050 kwacha in May. He says that the essential commodity components of the basket and the cost of beans rose from 61 kwacha to 70 kwacha per kilogram. Beef increased from 1,115 kwacha to 219 kwacha per kilogram.
Rising cost of living demands the People Centre 2027 national budget. The Joseph Centre for Theological Reflection, Basic Needs and Nutrition Basket for a family of five in Lusaka stood at 12,160 kwacha 54 mwe in May, from 11,272 kwacha 85 mwe in May 2025, marking an annual significant increase of 887 kwacha 67 mwe. This underscores the cost of living pressures faced by many households, placing increasing strain on families and highlighting the urgent need for people-centered approach to national planning and budgeting.
Brother. The Electoral Commission of Zambia has detailed a new amendment under the Electoral Process Act that establishes a proportional representation system alongside the existing first-past-the-post model for parliament and councils. Speaking during a stakeholders' orientation meeting on the Electoral Process Act, it is the chairperson Mwangala Zulumi says, according to the new Electoral Process Act, political parties seeking PR assets must submit a party list within 5 days of presidential nominations and must also field a presidential candidate with a list required to reserve places for women, youth and persons with disabilities. Ms. Solomis explained that the proportional representation councillors will be allocated based on the number of ward seats in each council, and any vacancies will be filled within 90 days by the next eligible candidate on the same party list. She stated that seat distribution will be calculated within 14 days of the presidential results using a quota forum based on valid votes with and distributed seats awarded to parties with the highest surplus fractions.
Timeline for submission of party lists and distribution of seats. The third seat for local councils. The authority to describe the number of PR seats for local councils. Ontario PR now extends to local councils so that we can have women, we can have youth, we can have people living with disabilities in the councils. If you go around the council, you find that virtually sometimes none at all. And definitely, people living with disabilities were not included in this. In this session, the fourth one is the allocation formula. This establishes the specific formula used to allocate seats.
Meanwhile, ECZ Acting Commissioner Secretary Mukosa Bwalya noted that the amended act introduces suspension as a penalty where disqualification previously applied, allowing the commission to suspend political parties under section 110 subsection 2 instead of removing them outright.
So the act has amended the sanction for the breach of the code of conduct by a political party or candidate from disqualification to suspension. As you may be aware, disqualification is a preserve of the courts. So this means that during this campaign period, the commission may suspend a political party or a candidate in breach of the electoral code of conduct because it is law now. It also provides for nomination petitions. We are aware we are in the window of nomination petitions following the nominations that the commission conducted from the 18th to the 22nd of May. So the petitions are being conducted under the rules that have been promulgated by the High Court or the judiciary, and these rules were promulgated first once.
And now, business news.
The Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, has called on government to lead a pilot solar electrification program, warning that most households cannot afford quality renewable energy equipment. ZESCO has urged the public to ensure that they purchase solar panels as the country braces itself for an El Nino. But Zaka, executive director, Juba Sakala, observed that more than 75% of Zambians live before the poverty line and struggle to meet basic needs, making a one-time solar purchase of 60,000 kwacha to 70,000 kwacha impossible. Mr. Sakala.